Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your inside pass to everything Saints football.
See you later, bye. Touchdown, Rashid Shaheed.
We'll take you to places most fans never go. To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the Saints season.
That is going to be a touchdown, Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
To the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
Hey, y'all, who dat, and welcome in. I am Jeff Nowak. This is a midweek edition of the Inside Black and Gold podcast. Coming at you solo, the only podcast where you get me talking at you for 45 minutes to an hour, three times a week. And if you're not into that, then I don't know why you're listening. Either way, that's my sales pitch. It wasn't a very good one, but thanks everyone for being here. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. If you are watching on YouTube, you know, ring the bell, do whatever. If you listen to this on your podcast player, wherever it is, make sure to rate, subscribe, hit the review, say something on the review, tell me how you feel. But either way, let's get into the podcast. Going to be a lot of sound thrown at you. We have some interesting interviews I want to get to. This first segment is going to be the injury report. We're going to break it down. It's a shorter one, which is nice. But there are still a few topics that I want to get into. One genuinely concerning injury and a few others that are going to be interesting to watch. We'll get into that. Second segment, I want to hear from Mickey Loomis. I know. Not the most popular guy in the world or in the New Orleans sports world right now. But I do want to hear from him. He was on WWL this week. He had some interesting things to say. So we'll get into it. Also want to hear from John Benton. He also was on WWL this week. Thought he had some interesting comments to make about Trevor Penning specifically, a guy who's been raked over the coals a lot throughout his career. But he's actually in the headlines for good things this week because, I don't know, he's playing pretty well right now. A couple people have said he had his best game of probably his career. So that's definitely something to build on. So we'll talk about that. Final segment. I want to get into a segment that I'm going to call 3 points. It's something that I'm going to try out. We'll see if it lands. We'll see if it doesn't, whatever. If it doesn't work, we'll do something else. But I think it's just going to be a good way to kind of hit on a few topics midweek without kind of trying to blow it all out into its own segment. Like a couple quick notes, or I say a couple, several quick notes just that I think are worth talking about, worth getting on record. And, you know, today I want to talk about Kevin Austin, for example, Tyrann Mathieu. I have one note from something he did in that last game and I asked him about it today and he had a really good answer. So I want to get into that. And then, you know, Saints defensive backs. Where are they? How do we feel about it? We'll get into that as well. So all of that. But first, like I said, back to the injury report, which, again, it's a good thing because there's only 9 names listed on it. Now, that may sound like a lot, But when you consider, we were looking at 17 bodies on the injury report for some weeks earlier in the season. And we had like five or six or seven guys who were DMPs, right? In this injury report, there's only three DMPs. And we'll get to the first two right now because they're, you know, not particularly much. There's not a ton to talk about with them. And the first is guard center Lucas Patrick dealing with an ankle injury. He was a DMP. He's a guy that, you know, I'm not going to read a little too much into this other than the fact that he hasn't played in a little while. I think he could probably play with limited practice, so we'll have to wait and see. I don't think you see a DMP on Wednesday for him and rule him out. That said, he's been dealing with injuries, so I'm not going to bank on him playing either. The other guy who I think this DMP is pretty telling that he's probably not going to be out there is Jamal Williams, still dealing with that groin injury. He actually re-aggravated it last week during practice, and that kept him out. So, you know, I'm kind of at the end of my rope with Jamal. I don't think he's been particularly productive when he's been in there, and now he's dealing with injuries. I personally would rather see young guys play. I think you're at a point in the season where devoting snaps to a veteran that isn't really producing just doesn't – what does it do for you? What does it do for you, right? I want to see who's part of the future, and I don't see Jamal, whether he's part of this story this season, I don't see him as part of the story beyond this season, whatever that turns into. So, hey, I'm on record saying give the snaps to Jordan Mims, give the snaps to Kendre Miller when he gets back in a couple weeks. Jamal, I appreciate you. I appreciate all you've done. Let's just call it what it is, okay? Anyway. So those are two guys that did not practice on Wednesday. The other DMP is Pete Werner, but I'm going to put a pin in that for now, get back to it at the end, because there's some other things I want to get to quickly before we dive a little bit more into that topic. And so a couple other guys that were limited today in practice, I don't see it as particularly concerning. Safety JT Gray dealing with a hip issue. Safety Jordan Howden dealing with a shoulder issue. Jordan actually went out during the win over the Falcons, came back with a shoulder harness, played through that injury. So I think you're going to see the same thing this week. I don't think either of those guys is really in danger of missing the game. So we don't need to talk a ton more about it. Will Harris is also back. Didn't show up on the injury report this week, so that's a good sign. I thought they looked a lot better with Will Harris in there. So, you know, it's nice to see this Saints team kind of becoming more whole and looking more like the Saints team we saw in the beginning of the season where we were actually a little confident about what they could do. So that's going to be something to keep watching. Anyway, I expect both those safeties to be active. A couple other guys returned to practice. Both were limited. Cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry dealing with that hamstring injury. Wide receiver Cedric Wilson Jr. dealing with a shoulder injury. Let's get to Kool-Aid first. Now, Kool-Aid is a guy that would be starting right now 100% if he was healthy. And that's frustrating because we haven't been able to see him out there. Marshawn Lattimore is gone. Paulson Adebo's on IR. I want to see what you have in Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Well, so far it's just been Alante Taylor and Shamar John Charles. And as nicely as I think Shamar has shown in these games, I want to see Kool-Aid. I want to see what I have in Kool-Aid McKinstry. Now, he suffered that hamstring injury ahead of the Panthers game. It was a midweek practice injury. We've seen way too many of those. The Saints have made some adjustments to try to mitigate the soft tissue injuries or these activation periods and all that. We'll talk about it. But like it's just a thing, right? It's a thing that's happened too much. And so we'll see. It's good news to see him back out there. Darren Rizzi said today he's on track to play. We'll have to see how the rest of this week goes, but that's a good sign. I expect if he's healthy, he will take that spot across from Alante Taylor. Because again, I want to see what I have in young players. You're still trying to win games. But when you're 3-7, you cannot make the excuse that, you know, we don't know what we're going to get. We need to see what we have in young players. No question.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cedric Wilson Jr., he suffered a shoulder injury against the Panthers, went out, got x-rays on that shoulder, came back and finished the game, then missed last week with the same shoulder injury. You know, it'd be good to get him back out there. I know Cedric hasn't been the most productive player in the world, but he is still a veteran player. He's a guy, you know what he can do. You trust him in the offense. He's been there since day one, and you just don't have a ton of those guys right now. So it'll be good to get him back out there. Two other guys, as we mentioned, both linebackers. One of them is Pete Werner, but let's get to Nephi Sewell first because his situation is more of a note than anything else. He has been a full participant in practice each of the last 2 weeks. He's still on injured reserve. So the question becomes, what do you do with Nephi Sewell? Do you cut somebody? Because if you don't add him back to the active roster this week, he is done for the year. I do somewhat wonder if the winds have shifted to some extent with Dennis Allen not being here and was bringing Nephi back a Dennis Allen thing. Because if it was, maybe you are content with just letting him play out the rest of the season on IR. He'll still get paid. He'll still get his checks. But we'll have to see, because if you bring him back, you're going to have to cut somebody. And who's that going to be? You already have, I want to say, seven linebackers on the roster. So you're going to cut a Jalen Ford. The guy who's been here, guy who's been playing, a DeMarco Jackson, a special teams contributor who's gotten defensive snaps throughout the course of the season. Anthony Ordry, same situation, right? Are you going to cut a defensive back? Are you going to cut a Rico Payton? You know, going back to the beginning, do you revert Jamal Williams to IR and free up a roster spot that way? I don't know. You know, Nephi's a guy that I could understand if they put him on the practice squad, but I do think you have to add him to the active roster first before you can do that. And so it's just something they'll have to figure out. Either way, it has to happen this week, one way or the other. Either you add him to the active roster or he's done for the year. So just something to keep in mind. I know this, the defense seems to like Nephi. They didn't have to keep him around at all. They could have cut him. They kept him around. So my read would be that they want him. They want to bring him back. So we'll just have to see how they handle it. But final guy on the injury report, Mr. Peter Hallwerner. A guy who has missed time already this year with a hamstring injury that he, you know, tweaked in practice, the final practice of the week, a walkthrough ahead of the Chiefs game, missed multiple weeks, came back, has looked very, very good in his time back, to the point that I think he might be the Saints' best defensive player right now. You go and you watch that game, all you have to do is get to the first play of the game, the first play of Saints Falcons, and If he doesn't make a shoestring tackle on Bijan Robinson, the first play of that game for the Falcons might have been a 70-yard touchdown. I am not kidding. Go and watch it. If you have the All-22, go and watch it and watch. There is no one else. He didn't make this play. He gets up and makes it. And he's just been everywhere for this Saints defense. And so you really want him out there. He's dealing with a hand injury. He went out late against the Falcons, did not play the rest of the game. Like, he went back to the locker room, did not return for the Saints' final defensive possession. They got it done without him, which I was very worried when you, like, combine that with the Alvin Kamara drop. It just did not look like it was going to go the Saints' way. It did. But he's dealing with a hand injury. Here's what Darren Rizzi had to say about the injury when he was asked on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to figure out, obviously he's dealing with that hand thing right now, so we're trying to figure out what his, you know, we kept him out today. But, you know, everything's still on the table right now, including tomorrow and this weekend and all that. So, you know, sometimes with those hand stuff, you got to figure out the best scenario for, you know, there's all kinds of different things with how Willie Gay was dealing with the same type of deal. So we'll kind of see how that goes. So that's going to be more of a day-to-day thing to see if we can get him ready for the weekend. So I know mentally he certainly wants to play. So physically, if he can, he will.
Yeah, so when you hear it compared to Willie Gay's injury, which ironically also occurred against the Falcons, that's not particularly confidence-inspiring, because that injury cost Willie Gay multiple games. He didn't return against the Falcons. He didn't play against the Chiefs the next week. It doesn't. I don't think Pete had to have surgery, but it does seem to be kind of a similar hand issue that he is dealing with. He was wearing like a brace that did not look dissimilar to the type of brace Willie was wearing when he came back from that injury. So we'll have to see. Pete was out there at practice. It was a little confusing when you look at the practice participation tweets versus the practice participation report, because all we're reporting on is attendance. And he was out there wearing a helmet in full uniform, which is kind of unusual for a player who was listed as a DNP. That's why I assumed he had practiced initially, but apparently he got held out. It sounds, based on what Darren said, like Pete wants to play. And I think it's going to come down to what the doctors say. So we'll have to see. And again, I think Pete makes a big difference for this team on defense. So it's going to be something to watch. But okay, that's the injury report going into week 11, a matchup with the Cleveland Browns and the Fighting Jameis Winstons. We're not going to talk about Jameis today, but we are going to have plenty about Jameis in Friday's episode. So, like I said, we'll get more on Eric McCoy. We'll get more on Jameis. We'll do a lot more with that. But we're going to wrap up this segment. We're going to come back. We're going to hear from Mr. Mickey Loomis and what he had to say about the Darren Rezzi experience, all that good stuff on WWL. I'll hear from John Benn. We're going to talk about Trevor Penning and a good bit more. This is Inside Black and Gold. I am Jeff Nowak. Subscribe if you haven't. Otherwise, stick around. We'll be right back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.